3 o'clock, Ralph. So, yeah, I will extend the offer again. Who wants to go to, for schnitzel this weekend?
So it's so funny. This new restaurant we tried last night, Lisa had schnitzel.
Did she really?
Yeah. I tried it. It was good.
Is it not delicious?
Yeah, it was good. It wasn't as good as my trout, but it was good.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a dessert.
It was not.
So you guys coming to schnitzel this weekend?
No.
You sure? Come on, let's get schnitzel.
If it were any other weekend.
Yeah.
Jorge, I can't believe you're saying no.
Jorge will do it for $200.
That's too far.
Come have dinner with it. It's schnitzel.
No, maybe after the Mandy.
It's schnitzel.
There are a lot of great restaurants by Mason's house, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there are some good ones.
If we actually said yes, would you take us up on
yes.
it?
Yes.
You'll bail on Saturday.
No,
yeah,
for sure. Dead cold serious. If you want schnitzel, I'm your guy.
So I'm dropping.
That sounded.
By the way, most likely person, pretty much everyone who works here has been invited. Greg, most likely person to blow off Michael Thompson's party.
Mm. Ooh, so everybody is here.
Everybody on this show, everybody on the show after us, and everybody on the show before us is getting invited.
No, Travis is close. I thought it would be him.
I'm guessing it would be Taylor.
I think it's Mason.
No, I'm there.
My weekends are sacred. I won't go there.
My weekends are sacred. Mm. Yeah. I will say that. My weekends are sacred.
No,
but
I
would absolutely go.
And it's a long drive for Mace. It's like an hour and a half.
By the way, Juan wants to go.
It is a spectacular house.
I'm going.
I don't think anybody's
going to Greg, you have the longest drive.
Yeah, so far.
But I don't think anybody's
going
to knock.
Hoy, are you going?
Yeah.
Are you bringing Brenda?
Brenda and I are coming, yeah.
Okay, good.
Isn't it the night of the...
No, it's in July, man.
Oh, it's in July. Okay, the Mandy's are
Morales,
a week from Saturday.
Morales might not go. He's pretty close.
No, Morales is going to go.
It's in July.
I don't know if Morales...
You said everybody.
I said everybody from the show before us.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody on this show.
I don't know.
Everybody on the show after us.
Mason's going to bail. He's on vacation. He couldn't do Friday Gigante.
No,
I'm July 1st.
That's not the date.
I know, but it's in July. How long is your vacation?
It's 3 days.
Oh, okay, never mind.
No, it's not going to be
July.
Cappy will go.
July 8th is the date.
July 8th. And Cappy will
go. Oh, my gosh.
By the way, is that
you
not
can't
the
go.
Night?
I can't go.
John is blowing it off.
That is the night after the softball game, isn't it?
Yes, night after the softball game, yeah.
Ugh.
You can't go?
I don't know yet. We don't know what we're doing that week yet. So we'll see. I turn 60 the following Friday.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's why I'm taking that week off.
Should we all wear black?
Oh, no, I'm happy about it.
Are you happy to
be
60?
Yeah.
60 would be a scary birthday to me.
60 is a new 40.
Is it?
Heck yeah.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
60 is still 60.
I mean, so what is Tina 40? Turner just died. She's 83. She looked great right until the end.
It's true. What are you doing for your 60? Are we not?
We're working on it.
We're throwing you a big surprise party. Oh shoot! I was not supposed to say that.
Mason, what is
well, I know
wrong
that's
with
not
you?
Happening.
Yeah. that's not a party. Are you actually working on your 60th?
No,
birthday?
I've cut the whole week off.
Oh wow!
So we'll see. But that's the start of it. Is the night of Michael's party. So if we go out of town, I may not be there. I'll talk to Lisa.
So you'll be the one that blows.
Yeah, the answer is me.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a 60th birthday party?
No, but I'll celebrate it with whoever I'm with, but it won't be a big party. By the way, is it official? Windhorse just announced Gabe Vincent officially out. Did we know that?
I think we knew. Well, I heard extremely unlikely
most likely,
as of this morning. So,
well, then shut up, Windhorse.
Yeah, come on, Windhorse. Oh, by the way, can I just throw something out? So I love Colin Cowherd. He's a great guy.
Shut up, Windhorse.
Is he just making up trades? Is he just like inventing stuff out of whole cloth? Like he had LeBron James to Golden State for Wiggins, Kuminga, and Jordan Poole. Then today he had AD to the Knicks for Julius Randle and RJ Barrett. I mean, is it just silly season and we're just going to make up names and trades and throw them out there for the hell of it?
In a word, yes. I love Colin.
Yeah, I do too. He's a fantastic guy.
He is very good at drumming up content.
Yes.
I don't think he'll get mad at this story.
Okay.
Yeah, he might. I better not tell it. But
you can't back out of it.
Okay. So years ago.
Yes.
Colin got divorced.
Yes.
And he was trying to decide. He got it all taken care
of. He talked about it on the show and
right.
Went
and he was
it.
Trying to decide what day to announce it to the audience.
Okay.
And I was with him and he goes, He goes, yeah, this it's gonna be hard for me to talk about it because it's so personal.
Yeah.
And I said, so when are you gonna do it? And he goes, oh, I'm gonna wait till Thursday. That's the start of ratings.
Yeah.
So I think Colin is throwing stuff out there.
Yeah.
You know, for people to react exactly like you did.
Right. Because those trades they're nonsense trades.
Let me again. I don't have a bat phone to Rob Pelinka, but I feel pretty safe in saying this. The only way LeBron is getting traded is if he demands it.
If he demands it, right.
The Lakers are not trading LeBron James behind his back. It just would never happen. He's too big of an iconic player, mm-hmm. and if you know anything about Jeannie, you know the way she treats Hall of Famers.
Yep.
It's just... yeah. If LeBron plays next year, I'm convinced he's going to play for the Lakers. I think he's playing.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. The thing I'll say is that there is no question in my mind that the reason why he talked about retirement or whatever he talked about in that post-game press conference was to distract from the fact that the Lakers just got swept. The story did not become the Lakers got swept. It became, is LeBron coming back next year?
Right.
I think it was a big misdirection play.
Charles Barkley talked about this,
yes.
That right after game four, Charles Barkley thinks the media screwed up.
I was so mad watching TV this morning that everything. Listen, we all love LeBron. He didn't say he was retiring yet. When he does that, we'll do all that that stuff. But it should have been all about the Denver Nuggets and Joker, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter, and those guys. It was awesome.
Charles can say that. It's right, but more people are interested in LeBron than any of those guys. And the Nuggets are going to continue to play.
Yes.
So we have time to talk about the Nuggets coming up. The reason it was such a big story is that LeBron has not even hinted about retiring until that night.
But do you agree with me that the reason he does it is to distract from the fact that they just got swept?
I've told you, I think it was because he was physically and mentally exhausted. I just think this has been the most trying season the Lakers have had in years. At least it was for me. I'm sure it was for LeBron. And I think the way he was talking, we say, I got a lot of decisions to make. And McMenamin pressed him on it. And he said, are you thinking about not playing next year? And LeBron goes, maybe. I just got a lot of decisions to make. Remember, he's got a separated tendon in his foot.
Right.
So one of the decisions he has to make is, do I rest it for 3 months? And then see if it gets better on its own.
Or does he have surgery?
Do I have surgery, which might take me out until Christmas?
Yep.
How do I play it? I mean, I think he's just overwhelmed by the amount of decisions they need to make. I don't necessarily think it was as calculated as you do, that he went in there and going, oh, we got swept. If I drop, then I might retire. Nobody will ask me about the sweep. I just don't think it was that calculated.
Hmm.
I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
I think it was.
Well, it worked, if that's what he did.
I mean, and by the way, Denver will get their time. Michael Malone is such a salty guy. I mean, they will get
his, I love him.
They will get their time, and they'll have a week to their own. Will you watch a lot of the finals?
Yeah, sure.
Will you?
I mean, not as much, obviously, as if the Lakers were in them, I would have worked them all. But
right.
I'll try and watch. I'm going to watch tonight. Are you going to watch tonight?
Yeah, because I got a 5-leg parlay going.
Exactly. I would imagine you'll have similar parlays going for the finals.
It does. Everything is better with a little action. You get a little action, game's more interesting.
Very true.
All right. John, Nikola Jokic, who is, I think after watching that series, greatest player on the planet at this moment.
Correct.
He said, he was asked one time, because he was calling plays during game three, right?
Right.
And he said that he was asked if he would ever consider
coaching. Michael Malone referred to him as Coach Jokic.
He said after the game that being an NBA head coach is the worst job on the planet, says he will never coach.
I think he's on to something, and here's why. 4 of the last 5 coaches to win the title,
yes,
are out of work.
Yep.
So success in this business is they keep moving the goalpost. You know, you would think Frank Vogel won the title in 2020. He was fired 2 years later.
Yep.
Nick Nurse won the title in 2019. fired 4 years later. Mike Budenholzer won the title in 2021. Mace, we're in 2023.
Yes.
He's fired. Monty Williams got his team to the finals in 2021. The final two.
Yeah.
Out. Joe Mazzulla.
On the ropes.
Could get fired after being thrown into that job with no coaching staff 2 weeks before the season started. Was top five in offense, top five in defense, made it to the final four, might be fired.
Yep.
I think Jokic is on to something.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Any coaching managerial job in baseball, head coaching job in the NFL, head coaching job in the NBA, I always think of that Hyman Roth quote.
It is the business we have chosen.
This is the business we have chosen, right? That just goes with the deal. You're going to be fired at some point. It is a job where, and I've gotten fired one time in my life. How many times have you been fired?
Twice. Yeah.
I know one.
Well, one time was more of a...
Budget cut?
It was more of my contract ran out and they were cutting staff and I had a radio job and a TV job.
And they chose to review.
And they just said, hey, we got to cut staff. If you stay, you can stay for a pay cut and then we got to fire somebody else. And I said, you know what, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, here I was fired with you. That's the one time.
Yeah.
For sure.
I wasn't fired with you.
When were you fired? Oh. You got to talk about the Fox thing.
Yeah, I was fired from Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't even your fault.
Bergman, have you been fired?
Yeah, I was laid off from Fox, and I was fired from a restaurant job.
What'd you do wrong?
I picked somebody up by the shirt and threw him against the wall.
Yeah, that'll get you fired.
Okay, but wait a minute, Craig. Did they deserve it?
Yes, absolutely deserve it.
Then good for you.
No.
Yeah, yes.
Are you the waiter?
Yeah, I wasn't a patron.
And they're the customer?
No.
Someone he worked with.
It was someone I worked with. It was another waiter.
Oh, I thought you threw a customer against the wall.
Well,
I would leave you no tip. By the way, even you wouldn't leave a tip if you got thrown.
Yes, I would. I always tip.
Yeah. The guy called me an a-hole four times, and after the third time, I said, "If you call me again, I'm gonna beat the
hell
out of
you." Oh, you were Jim Rome, Jim Everett.
Yeah,
as you call me that again.
Call me again.
Try it one more time.
And he did, and I threw him against the wall, and all these drinks went flying everywhere, and we both got fired.
Yeah. Jorge, you've been fired?
Never.
It's a terrible feeling.
I've never been fired.
I only got fired once. It was awful.
If you're listening out there, it's probably going to happen to you sometime in your life.
Yeah.
You know, it's very few people never get fired.
Right.
But this coaching job seems like the metric for success is what? Mike Budenholzer won the title 2 years ago. Nick Nurse won the title in 2019. Frank Vogel won it in 2020. Yeah. Monty Williams was in the finals 2 years ago. Joe Mazzulla was an assistant coach on a finals team last year, got this team to the final four, and he's probably getting canned. What do you got to do to keep your gig?
Well, what do we have on average? What are there, like five jobs open, something like that in the NBA?
Right now, yeah. And if Celtics open up, would be six.
And on the average NFL season, what do we have?
Seven to eight every year.
Seven to eight.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball, less so. There's more stability, I think, in Major
League Baseball. Right, because the managers have now been devalued to the point where they're pretty much just administrators.
Yes. So part of getting hired as a head coach is acknowledging and accepting the fact that your day will come. And success is fleeting. Clearly, success is fleeting.
Yeah, I think Jokic is right.
All right, coming up next for you, John, somebody texted me with some world records that we might be able to break. Friend of mine.
Excellent.
Too. Okay. Plus, the most expensive hamburger in the world. Both coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey,
I wanted to mention something, John.
Yeah.
Last night, actually two things. First,
did you watch Ted Lasso?
I've not watched Ted Lasso. I'm sick.
Did you watch Succession?
I am good on Succession.
Okay.
I'm sick of Ted.
Okay.
His episodes are too long.
One episode left in each show.
Right, correct. Now, here's what I wanted to say about Succession. First of all, they have a new app. Now you go to the Max app instead of the HBO Max app.
Okay.
Have you noticed that?
No, but I'm glad you told me.
Okay, so now they've combined all the crap with all the really good stuff. So on one row, I saw Succession and a bunch of classy shows. And on the next row, I saw Dr. Pimple Popper. They've all combined into one app now. So you've got to, they put all this crap on there with the HBO app. But I went back and watched the very first episode of Succession last night. And it's amazing. I totally get why it hooked us all right away. I had forgotten that Cousin Greg was working in a dog outfit
in the amusement park.
In the amusement park, and that Logan Roy was dog. So lost confused that he like took a whiz in the middle of the living room and he had to come out of retirement. It's like I didn't realize that it started that way. It's interesting, but all the seeds were there to create what we saw. And I'll tell you the one thing. My understanding is Jeremy Strong is just a pain in the ass.
He's a method actor.
He's super methody and all that stuff. But you know what? He, from watching him in episode one, he is fantastic in that show. And I don't think anybody else could have played Roman. I don't think anybody else aside from Kieran Culkin could have played Roman. It's such a specific thing.
So I accidentally started to watch the first episode because whatever, I was trying to get to the newest episode, but it played the very first one.
Yeah.
And the very first scene is the older guy?
Logan.
Logan, yeah. Logan walking in and having trouble finding where the bathroom is.
Yeah. And it went right in the living room.
I thought it was what was happening. I'm like, oh, this is going to be the episode where they tell you what happens with Logan before he dies.
No,
but it wasn't. It all kind of just intermingled with each other.
He was bored with retirement, and that's why he got confused, and that's why he came out of retirement and took the mantle from Kendall and took over the company again. But it's fascinating, and I got my money. I'm putting all my chips on Kendall. My chips on Kendall.
I think Shiv's coming out on top.
Shiv just gets shivved so often.
No.
Yeah, Shiv.
I think she's about to pull a fast one on her brothers.
All right, so anyway, the final episode is Sunday night along with the final episode of Barry. I wanted to bring this up. So, one of my quests, John, is to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay.
I have always wanted to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. So, my friend Rajiv, shout out to you, texted me. He said he went to ChatGPT and he said he was looking for a couple of ideas for Guinness Book of World Records that guys in their 50s could do. So here are two of them. Tell me if these are at all intriguing. Longest continuous handshake. The record is 65 hours. 65 hours, longest continuous handshake.
Well, it wouldn't be like hard to do or incredibly uncomfortable.
No, it would be kind of easy.
But it's just tedious.
Just tedious. Bergman, what do you think? Longest continuous handshake.
I don't think you can do that one.
Why?
Because like you're going to sleep with the person next to you shaking
their
hand.
Yeah, you would have no choice, right? 65.
Or you're going to have to stay awake for that long.
65 hours, yeah. Okay, yeah. How about this one? Longest marathon playing a board game. Choose a board game. Try to break the record for the longest continuous game. Current record, 36 hours.
Oh, we could do that.
100%.
36 hours for playing, what do you want to play? Monopoly?
Yeah, you just have to stay awake.
Battleship?
Right.
No, Battleship goes too fast. You can't. No one. Someone has to win.
What about Candyland?
Candyland, I would face. Like you can do Monopoly for
Monopoly
sure.
Monopoly would be the one.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't let everybody run out of money.
Who's in it? Who's with me?
I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah.
Longest game of Monopoly.
Let's do it.
Jorge, don't.
Yeah, let's do it.
You're in?
Yeah.
If it was any other day. Yeah.
One of the,
it's too bad. I really wanted to do
one
it.
One of the social media guys want to join me and Bergman and Jorge for a long game of Monopoly, 36 hours long.
3 days.
No, it's...
36 hours a day and a half.
Oh, yeah, day and a half. Sorry. Yeah,
not that bad.
That's not bad.
Cody's in.
Hey, all right, there you go.
Bergman, I may have a job. I may have a job offer for you.
For me? Why? Trying to get rid of me?
Sort of.
Yeah, usually.
Actually, it's been offered to Carmelo Anthony now that he's retired.
Oh, I know this one.
Okay. Oh, I heard about this.
So I'll just read to you the letter Carmelo received the other day from Cam Soda, which is an adult website.
Search it on your company computer.
Yeah, correct. It is it's pornography. But here is the letter they wrote to Carmelo.
Okay.
Dear Carmelo Anthony, congratulations on your retirement. We are grateful for everything you accomplished on the hardwood. Now that you have some free time, I'd like to extend to you an offer to serve as the chief ball officer at Cam Soda, an adult entertainment webcam site. During your 19-year career, you went down low, went straight to the hole, penetrated up the middle, had some of the best ball handling skills in the league. Safe to say, you know ball and ball don't lie. As chief ball officer, you would spearhead model recruitment. We'd also like to consult you on a banana boat scene we'd like to film this summer. In return for serving as CBO for one full year.
Yeah.
We'd compensate you up to $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't Carmelo take him up on this?
Well, how many women does he have to find? Is it like on a per woman basis?
No, he gets $250,000 just for being the CBO.
Just for being
the chief ball officer.
I mean, it seems like an easy job. Basically, you're out trying to find attractive girls to appear on Cam Soda.
Yes,
it's an easy gig.
Right, for $250,000. Can I do it?
You'd need permission from Lisa.
I'd just make her one of the recruitments.
Oh, she would be a recruit.
I'd offer a gig at Cam Soda.
Yeah, I think
some people would run away from it because they're uncomfortable with the concept of working for an adult webcam site.
And I, by the way, would be uncomfortable with that. Would you not be uncomfortable with that?
I don't think so.
You would not be uncomfortable?
For $250,000? Do I have a job already?
Yeah, you're the voice of the Lakers.
Yeah, see, I don't think they would let me.
Mason and Ireland show.
I think both my other jobs would frown upon
John
me taking
Ireland
this job.
For chief ball
I
officer?
Personally
yeah.
have no moral issue with the. If you want to work for Cam Soda, more power to you. Everybody's got to make a living.
Who's Googling? Is somebody
Googling
Cam
website,
Soda right now? You're looking it up.
Don't
look
get
up
fired.
Not on these computers.
Yeah, not on these computers.
Just
every keystroke is tracked.
Why do you think that
computer.
Is? It's a legal business. Why? Yeah. Why are people morally objectionable to this?
Well, some people aren't. I mean, sex workers, a category of society I have no judgment about.
Yeah,
but
as long as nobody's being forced to do anything against their will.
Right.
More power to him. You go make a living.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I'm the CBO. Let's go.
Jorge, what do you think?
I've done something like this. I did something for Playboy Latino back then.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I was doing camera work for Playboy Latino.
Were you any good at it?
No, I was doing camera work, but I was fantastic at it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some great shots.
You still got them on your phone?
No, but Brenda knew about it. She was a little uneasy.
And she was okay?
But she was just like, look, as long as you're just going there and doing your job and you're coming back home, I'm good. Let's go.
All right, there you go. Bergman, would you have an objection?
I don't have an objection to anybody doing that, no.
Okay.
We've already gone through this before.
We've gone through many things.
Right, no, I'm just saying, like, I dated
Matter of fact,
somebody that was in this world.
Oh, right.
90% of the things you hear on this show have been done previously.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to say that anything, you know, that. I'm not going, like, not the same story stuff.
Not the same story.
You know,
it is.
Oh, my God.
I'm offended by this one.
Which one?
Not the same story.
Why? Because
it's
everything.
Pepe, why are you offended by Pepe?
I'm not offended by. I'm offended with the idea that somehow we tell the same stories over and
we
over again.
We heard the story before,
my
guys.
My stories are always fresh. I have the freshest stories.
Not again, Mason.
They are fresh.
Hey, John, wake up. Pay
wake
attention.
Up.
Nah, I've heard
Did
this
you golf
before.
Today?
Aye, Michael.
Yeah. I thought you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the.
I
not
just love the Pepe
story.
Drops.
Yeah, but I never repeat a story.
Not once in your life.
No, always have fresh stories. All right, most expensive hamburger in the world. We got that. coming up next for you. Plus,
whose game? Greg, it's your game today?
It is my game, and I did it myself.
Nice.
And no it, this is the beginning of it starting at two, right?
Yes.
So I've got to play defense because right. I have a 2-point lead.
And I've got $10,000 mythical dollars on me winning.
All right. So today is a day I got to take
serious.
It is
a big day. All right. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I just know, is Sliwa doing Lakers talk tonight?
Today is Thursday? No, he did it last night.
No, I thought he promoted it.
Oh, did he?
And he did it last night.
Was Windhorst his guest?
Windhorst was
there?
His guest last night, yeah.
Shut up, Windhorst! The tweets are running late here. So, most expensive burger in America. I don't know for a fact that it's the most expensive
guess?
In America. Yeah.
$60.
Okay. Let me tell you about it.
Okay.
Tell you about the burger. It is from a place called the Drury Beer Garden in Philly. Okay. It's called the Gold Standard. It is a burger of Wagyu meat burger, right? Wagyu beef. Is that what you say? With caviar, fresh black truffle, lobster flambéed with cognac, topped with aged Irish cheddar, and drizzled with honey.
All right, I'm changing my thing now that I know what's in it.
Okay.
$129.
$129.
That's my prediction.
It's the most expensive. I'm going to say $234.
Jorge?
$300.
The correct answer, $700.
And that's not happening.
Who sits down and has a burger for $700?
Rich people.
No what fries? What the hell?
Oh, fries do come
do you
with
get fries?
Fries do.
And the Diet Coke?
It's, yeah,
are
it's
they unlimited
carte.
Fries?
It's a la carte. No, fries come with it, but a side of fries. That's it.
But you can't get like extra fries? It's not unlimited?
You could order extra fries. I'm sure it'll be more expensive. He says the owner, George Soros. That's the way he pronounces his name, Soros. He says we're.
Yeah, I thought we weren't talking politics on this show.
We are excited to provide our guests.
You're talking about a George Soros cheeseburger?
Soros.
How do you spell it?
T-S-I-O-U-R-I-S.
Soros.
Soros.
Yeah.
Not Soros.
Okay.
Soros.
Yeah.
Excited to provide our guests some amazing creativity and tasty options with our new menu concept. He says the gratuity is included. So you don't have to tip. $700 burger. What kind of person?
I would tip.
Now, what kind of person does? I just think about this. Like, so, the kind of person that wastes this kind of money on a burger stuck with truffle. I don't even I don't even know what truffle is. They stick it on everything now. Is the same as somebody with a 30-room mansion.
Right.
It's like, you're only going to use like 10% of the mansion. Why do you need the 30 rooms?
You don't need it. You want it.
What is the eighth bathroom for? Like, what are you doing with the eighth bathroom?
Well, it's in case Bergman comes over. He can have his own bathroom.
I mean, I think there's, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z just bought a $200 million house, the most expensive house ever sold in the state of California. They bought it in Malibu. It's a gigantic estate, and it's got, I don't know, pools and bowling alleys and movie theaters and strip malls, and I don't know what else they got there, but a ton of stuff. How much of that do you actually use if you're a rich person?
Not much.
So why have it?
Well, because you can.
Is it just ego and status?
Yes, literally.
That's literally all it is ego and status.
Well, why do you think somebody buys a Rolls Royce?
I guess that's ego and status,
right? Yeah. I mean, so some people, if you have the money, they just do it. You know, think about first class. It's the same plane.
Well, first class is a different... That's in a different category of things. Because first class is somewhat...
Why? You're not That's getting there any faster.
No, but you're doing it lying back with a lady bringing you drinks and stuff.
Right, but I'm just saying.
I assume
saying,
that's
you
what
don't
goes on in first
need
class.
It.
No, you can
you
live
just
without
want it.
It. Yeah, you can live without it. Like I always say, I've saved up enough miles to, if I ever go back to Europe, I could go in first class.
So I'll give you an example. When I lived in the Hollywood Hills.
Yes.
The house I bought had a towel warmer. in the bathroom.
A towel warmer.
Yeah, something I would never think of putting in a bathroom.
But it came with.
It came with the thing. But I loved it. So when I moved to Manhattan Beach, I didn't have one anymore.
Oh, so you put in a towel warmer.
When we redid the bathroom 5 years into the house, I said, how much would that cost? And the guy goes, oh, I can find you one pretty cheap. I go, put it in.
What the hell is a towel warmer?
After you take a shower.
Yeah.
You hang your towel on the rack.
Yeah.
And so the next time you take a shower, your towel is warm. It's heated.
Why do you need that?
You don't. I just got used to it.
It's just an extravagance?
Correct.
That's the thing. I deny myself a lot of extravagances.
Well, it's the same thing with my massage chair.
Yeah, your massage chair.
I use it every day. Now, I didn't pay for it.
I have massage chair envy. Yeah. I would really like a massage chair.
And I think you would use it all the time.
But there's nothing better than a warm towel when you get out of the shower.
Yeah, but would you spend for a towel
warmer?
No,
I'm trying to remember what I paid for it, too, Greg. It was something. It was more than you would. I think I paid like $400 for it.
Yeah.
$400 towel warmer.
I mean, that might be worth it, especially if you got it. But I remember I used to take the towel and put it in the dryer so that I could take it out of the dryer when I got out of the shower.
If you want schnitzel, I'm your guy.
If you want schnitzel, I'm your guy.
Yeah, but I mean, the answer to all your questions is it's you don't need any of it. It's just, it's an extravagance.
Isn't it like wasteful?
To spend $700 on a hamburger? Yeah.
Isn't the eighth bathroom in your house kind of a waste? Like when you see these people live in big houses, like the who uses the 12th bedroom and the 8th bathroom? It's just too much.
I will say this, George, you're the same way because you live with your family. Sometimes when I'm downstairs, if my family is just making a lot of noise and I need to go to the bathroom, I'll just go upstairs.
Just go upstairs. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm at the age, and you remember.
I just want privacy.
You'll remember when Jack was little. Like I'm at the age where all of a sudden it's like the second I sit down on the toilet, it's. Daddy.
Right.
Daddy,
right. Yeah.
Daddy.
So if you go upstairs, sometimes you buy yourself an extra few minutes of privacy.
Maybe like 30 seconds.
They'll find you, by the way, and the dog is always the culprit.
Yeah.
Like the Jack will start yelling for me, and I won't answer because I need a couple more minutes.
Right.
The dog takes them right to me.
Yeah. Do you know that we've had serious conversations about adopting a kid?
Really?
Yeah. You talked to me about that before.
Now, recently?
But wait a minute. You've also told me before that you don't think you're meant to be a parent.
Correct.
And then everybody says to me, oh, no, but you would change.
You would
be really different.
But I don't think you should. Your attitude would change because someone else would be completely dependent on you.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it
but,
for you.
Yeah, if you don't really, really want to do it, if it's just something you're considering doing because you haven't had that experience, I wouldn't do it. But if it's a hole in your heart and you just say, I just really want to be a father.
Yeah.
Then I would consider it. But don't do it just because it's something you haven't done yet and you're trying to check a box.
Yeah, I would agree.
No, I'm not checking. It would be a serious it is a serious conversation.
It's
now, would you adopt a baby or would you adopt somebody out of foster care?
I think somebody out of foster care.
Okay.
A little kid out of foster care. That
so
would be
like someone already like toddler age.
Correct. Somebody toddler that, you know, that doesn't have much of a chance and that you can put through college and all that kind of stuff.
Now that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I might be a good dad.
I've always said you'd be good Uncle Mace.
Yeah.
You know, because you love the donuts.
No, you are an uncle.
I always feel left out that I don't have kids.
I mean, bring one along.
Yeah. I always feel left out.
I mean, if you really feel, to John's point, if it's something that's a hole in your heart, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
But if it's just
you gotta, I think you have to really, really want to do it.
So
it's not easy. And by the way, it's not cheap.
Yeah, I know that.
You're okay there.
Yeah.
But you've got the financial means to do it.
Yes.
And skipping the baby phase, that's really the hardest part.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's no sleep involved. It's the diaper stuff. Like if you're getting past that, you're getting like a 3 or 4 year old potty trained. You're good to go.
You know what bothered me, though? Somebody recently said to me, you're childless. And I was like, no, I'm not childless.
You're more childlike.
I'm childlike and I'm child-free.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not child. They used it as like a, you're childless.
Like a pejorative?
You're like a pejorative. You're childless. What would you know?
No, I think you're doing the world a service by not having kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. You don't feel that if you're not
100% committed. They're bad parents.
Oh, yeah.
That's how people get screwed up.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
Yeah.
Because
so if you don't really want to do it, don't do it.
Yeah. What was I watching the other day? Oh, it was Ted Lasso. Where they made the comment, they made the comment about when the mom came to visit him.
Yeah.
Somebody said to him something about like your parents, like, you know, basically, I'm paraphrasing, they create all these issues for you when right. you're growing up, and then you're trying to, they're manifest themselves in you, and then you try to, you spend your entire life trying to get rid of all those things.
Right. Mace, I have an offer for you.
Okay.
From Ramona Shelburne.
Uh-oh.
You can practice with my kids for a weekend. And see how you like it.
Yeah, but she's got one in diapers. You don't want that one.
I want the older one. I want the older
Daniel.
One. Daniel.
You want Daniel.
Want
four
Daniel.
Year, four
the
years
Lakers
old.
Fan. He's
right.
a Lakers fan.
And he's been picking all these games right. He picked the Heat tonight. Ramona sent me a thing yesterday.
I don't like the Heat tonight. Do you?
I love the Heat
You're
tonight.
The one that you watches do. The Heat more than anybody.
I think in six, but I mean, yeah. Mason
I love
likes
the
them
heat
tonight.
Tonight.
I think it's a close game.
Right.
I think
the spread's too high.
They 9.5 or whatever it is.
8.5, yeah. Too high.
Yeah.
Laura says, screw that person that says you're childless.
Child free. I do
I'm
like
child
that.
Free.
Yeah.
Child
Laura
free.
Is yeah, also take, child free, is she not?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Listen, you give Daniel some donuts over the weekend.
Easy.
I mean, come on.
Easy. Just like food.
Yeah.
Like food and yeah. candy.
You
and
like
stuff.
Food and you like sugary stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Kids love that stuff
yeah,
too.
I know.
Yeah.
God, I went out last night again. The sugary.
Yeah, but
drinks.
The watering hole will be a problem.
The watering hole last night.
I don't think you can take the 4-year-old to the watering hole.
Oh, take yeah. him. See what happens.
You know I mean, I did once during an NFL game this year. I went. My wife works up in Hollywood, so yeah. we were up on a Sunday in a bar in West Hollywood and had a blast.
Yeah.
I was the only person there with two kids. Everybody was loving the fact that my two kids
there
were
there
watching football with
nice.
Me.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I was at the watering hole last night.
Yeah.
And I went I've been going mojito a lot. I
Mojito's
like
good. They
mojito.
Taste delicious. A lot of sugar, though.
There was they had a blueberry mojito,
ooh.
Which was really good.
Yeah.
Which I will be back for tonight.
So, mojito and old fashions. That's what you're going with. That's a lot of sugar,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Occasionally a Mai Tai.
That's even more
even
sugar.
Even more sugar.
You love the sugary
I
drinks.
Do. I love sweet
you
stuff.
You ain't going to stay at 195 long no, on this diet.
I mean,
seriously.
Love the sweet drinks. All right, coming up
game
next
Game of Games.
You. Game of Games, exactly.
I'm here. There's Jorge. A 2-for-1 today, right?
Jorge's. It's not Jorge's.
Yeah, you could go on a run.
Game yeah. today. We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is Greg Bergman's game today. He has actually written the game, which sometimes he doesn't do. Sometimes
yeah, he likes
uses.
To pass it off. But today,
one
Greg,
time.
You
so
you,
Tyler
today
write
you
it
created
you?
It?
I did create it myself.
Okay.
So it is National George Day. So
George.
This is a game of naming.
Oh, Sedano has a distinct advantage
how
here today.
It is. It is not Jorge's, though. It is only George's.
Okay.
So you need the whole name, and they can be real or fictional.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so number one, name is your buzzer.
Okay.
All right.
Number one, she really does not want Fetch to become a thing.
Mason. John.
Mason.
That is George, Regina George.
Regina George is the right answer.
I had no idea what that was.
Oh. You almost missed
almost
it.
Missed yeah, it.
You almost missed it.
Do you have to say it in the Jeopardy thing?
No, I don't care about any of that stuff. Right. You can if you want to, though.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Better
yeah.
to be getting in the habit.
Yeah.
Okay.
hey, I got it right yesterday for
you
the
did,
first time.
You did.
Yeah.
All right, number two. He lived to be 100 years old and lived in Ireland.
Damn it.
George Burns.
Yes,
George Burns is the right one. There you go. Okay, number
how many of these are there?
There's 10.
Okay.
There's 10 and a tiebreaker.
Okay, good.
Number 10, or number 3, Heisman Trophy winner Mason.
That is Eddie George.
Eddie George
damn it.
Is the right answer. Eddie George.
I'm too late on all of these.
Yeah, you're right there, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of buzzing in before I know.
I know, and then you're guessing.
Yeah.
Not a bad strategy, actually.
I'm gonna finish
the podcast. You go ahead. See you, Jorge. My favorite comedian of all time, he was great with
Jorge. George Carlin.
George Carlin
oh,
is the right
oh,
answer.
Very right. good.
Oh. Nicely done.
I couldn't all remember right. his last name.
Mason 2,
him.
Ireland and Briones 1, Sedano Bupkis.
Bupkis.
Yeah, all right. Number 5, he is the creator and writer.
Ireland.
Ooh, that was
I
Sedano.
Think George got me.
Who is George Lucas?
No.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Who is George Martin?
Yes. That would
George R.R.
Yeah.
Martin.
George R.R. Yeah. Martin.
Damn it.
But Ireland acceptable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. At number 6, at this point in his life, he is probably more known for his grill than for his boxing career.
Ireland.
Sedano. Oh,
Ireland.
George Foreman. Oh.
George Foreman. Yes.
All right. Ireland 3, Mason 2. Briones 1.
Bupkis.
Sedano.
Sedano.
Bupkis.
Close on everything, but Bupkis.
Yeah, you know what you are? You're the Lakers against the Nuggets.
Yes.
You're close.
Just
you can't get over the
hump. I'm right there every time.
All right, this is number 7?
Number 7. And
okay.
Someone needs to beat John, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, so number 7. He's a monkey that
Ireland. Sedano.
Ooh, that was Ireland.
God damn it.
Who is Curious George?
Curious George.
Damn it. That's it. It's over.
No, it's not.
There's 3 left. No,
there's 3 left. I'm only up by 2 over Mason.
You're out, Sedano.
Yes, Giordano, thanks for playing. Out, a game named for George's and you went scoreless.
I can't believe I couldn't get in once.
Scoreless in the George game. The
only time how does that happen?
The only time I got in, I said the wrong George. I said Lucas instead of R.R. Martin.
All right.
Number eight. With plenty of art made of him on the Delaware River.
Mason.
George Washington.
George Washington. Is
okay,
right
Mace, you're not dead yet.
Come on, Mace.
Not supposed to be hard. All right, number nine. He has four Golden Globes.
Ireland. Who is George Clooney?
George Clooney is the right answer. And Ireland wins it. God, I have one more. Let's just do it. Him and the P-Funk All-Stars.
Sedano. George Clinton.
George Clinton is the right answer.
Yeah, finally, I get one.
After you were officially eliminated.
Yeah. All right, so this is the bonus question just for fun. Okay. It's an audio clue.
Oh,
I like it.
Yeah. Who said this?
It's not a lie.
Ireland.
Oh, it's Costanza.
George Costanza
is the right answer.
What happened to George Jetson?
All right, so.
I only had 10.
George of the Jungle.
So, Greg, what is my lead? No, because everything's worth two now.
No, everything's worth two now. So this is
pretty bad. That runs me up to eight, though.
It does run
you
up to eight.
Oh, you're done. You got it.
No, not yet. So how many does Mason have?
Mason has three. I have four.
Okay.
So I can still catch
you. But there are four more days left. There's eight more points available. Yes. So you guys are all eligible.
I need to go on a run.
And then, Jorge, you got it tomorrow, right?
Already done, by the way.
Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Done. All right, and then one of those, Greg, Monday is my game, so I can't win that.
Yes, so okay. Someone has to win.
Yeah, somebody else has a chance.
Yeah. Sedano should write a game sometime.
I should.
Games. Yeah, you should.
Maybe tomorrow?
Just have ChatGPT.
No, we've got to show you. You want to do it Tuesday or Wednesday or next week? Are you working next week?
Yes.
What do you want to do, Tuesday or Wednesday? Do Wednesday because that's the last day of the month.
Okay, we'll do Wednesday.
Last day of the month. So you do Tuesday. Yeah, I'll do Tuesday.
Okay, and Sonano will do Wednesday.
Do Monday.
Yeah.
Putting it in my calendar so I remember.
Yeah, put it on your iCal. Yeah. That's my iCal. I have everything on my iCal. All these conference
Cabby
calls.
Cabby has to put on his Calendly, on Rachel's Calendly, when they actually get to speak.
Right, they have a joint calendar, right?
Yeah. And literally, he has to write in when they can actually talk.
No!
Because he never lets her talk otherwise?
No, because she is like a busy accountant or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, and Capley's just on the radio.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, he's got a sided business.
He does.
He does have
the side hustle.
That is the side hustle,
yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of silly.
Shut up, Mason.
It is silly season. We were talking about this earlier. Somebody wants to trade LeBron to Golden State for.
Oh, I saw that. We talked about this.
Wiggins,
yesterday.
Poole.
It's the dumbest
George,
thing
you agree with me that there is no way.
Yeah, dumbest.
LeBron
thing.
Is getting traded unless he demands it.
Number one, that's true.
And all these people saying, the Lakers should do this, Lakers should do that. That's not how the Lakers operate.
Correct.
It's a partnership. Yeah. They're not trading LeBron without his authority.
And you're not trading him for Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole, and Jonathan Kuminga.
What about the new one? Anthony Davis to New York for Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett.
No.
I know. It's people are just making stuff up.
No, it's not against, people. It's Colin.
It's spaghetti against the wall, Colin.
That's absurd.
Yeah, it is absurd.
Are two of the worst ideas. Well, Kevin O'Connor wrote the one.
The original goes. And KOC is actually like a really solid NBA guy.
Yeah, but he loves throwing these fake trades. All these Simmons guys minus Russillo all throw out all these fake trades out there.
I know.
Bill handle that. That's his corner.
Although we do like fake trades.
Sure, but some of them. I mean, listen, it gave me 10 minutes worth of content.
I heard.
Could yell at Kevin O'Connor. But,
yeah.
You know.
Damn, KOC.
I like him.
Coming up next for you, it's time for Super Crosstalk.
Yeah.
Everybody's in the house today. Cappy is here. Shidano is here. I think you were talking about us yesterday. I did not hear this, but you know the old expression, my ears were burning? My ears are burning.
I don't think we talked about
you guys were talking about doing a wacky radio bit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So I said,
wacky
that,
radio. Because
Cappy has got like this open ended option on the best bit of the year where it just says,
for the Mandy's,
whatever Cappy does, I think it says, or something like that.
Right.
And I said, this is your chance to top Mason because we saw what the Dodgers did to Bobby Miller.
Yes.
Where they threw the hot dog condiments at him.
Oh, I didn't see it. They basically treated him like a hot dog and put ketchup and mustard and stuff on him.
This is your move, Cappy. Get down to your skibbies like Mason, and we throw hot dog condiments at you.
I can't imagine when you took me up on my dare to run naked through the radio station is not going to win, but Cap's got some time. He's got a couple of weeks.
If we start throwing hot dogs and hot dog condiments at his half-naked body, I think we're in the
You got a shot.
Right.
Cappy, how big a concern is it, the fact that you have an open-ended category for Bit of the Year and it just says whatever Cappy does?
Yeah, what's got me concerned is that the voting for the Mandy's closes soon.
On the 31st.
So I'm running out of time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, there's only like a week left of voting?
Yeah.
Is that the way this thing works?
Yeah, it closes the 31st, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm running out of time, Mace. Now, what you may not have heard yesterday, because you weren't listening, but your ears were burning.
My ears were burning.
I know that.
Yeah, but it was that. We were suggesting that if he's going to have a shot to beat you, he's got to do something like that.
Yeah.
So I was telling George that it's very emotional for me. The notion of being showered with ketchup, mustard, and relish.
It's emotional?
Very emotional.
Oh, yeah. He told this story about when he was a kid.
Got a lot of scarring.
Yeah.
This happened to you?
Well, not exactly.
In your younger
times? No, he's a
times?
Chicken bleep is what we found out.
Yeah. Here's what happened. So I was in about sixth grade.
Yeah.
You know? And the bus dropped us off in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And I'm like this skinny little sixth grader. And I'm carrying my big snare drum, which is in my big box, you know? And I'm carrying this thing.
The music is awesome. Keep going.
And these kids, all the eighth graders, they get out of the bus, and there's a guy in my same grade, and he's kind of like, he's sort of the guy that everybody bullies. You know,
yeah,
he was that
right.
kid. He was the victim
guy.
Of
yeah.
the bullying.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And these guys all got off the school bus, and they showered him with ketchup, mustard, relish.
That's terrible.
And me, I stood there, and like, helpless. Like, what can I do? And
paralyzed.
I didn't do anything. Yeah, holding my snare drum in my giant box.
Yes.
Thinking about how bad I felt for this guy.
Yeah. Did you stick up for him in
some
way?
No, I didn't
do
anything.
Stop.
I turtled.
You turtled.
I turtled.
Oh.
Now George wants to do to me what I saw be done to
that kid. It sounds like
you
have deep emotional issues in this particular area. I would discourage you from going down this road.
I tried to tell George.
Yeah.
And the more I told him how emotional it was.
Have you talked about this in therapy?
Not really.
No, it was the first time he mentioned it in his entire life yesterday.
Yeah, I've never really verbalized
that.
Have you been in therapy?
Yeah, but not for this. I got other stuff that's more recent.
Oh, right.
Am I the only one here who hasn't been in therapy? Have you been in Sonata?
Oh, yeah, for years.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I feel like I'm missing out. Right here, Jorge, me and you?
Me and you.
All right. You've got a psychiatrist and a psychologist.
Here's what I would tell you. The first few times literally felt like a relief, like the weight had
was
come off
was your particular therapy for you and Kelly or just you?
Just me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Kelly go?
No.
All right. That's interesting.
No, that's just Shadana
doing
work on himself.
Does Juan go?
Yes, he got not to the same one, but he goes to a different one.
Yeah.
Has
wonder
different
if the therapist ever like is on his own time or her own time, and they're like, man, this guy. I mean, I've heard some stuff in my day.
Yeah.
But the stuff that this Kaplan guy tells me.
Maybe.
He is. There's something really wrong with this guy.
But the pandemic actually helped because when I first started seeing my therapist is when I lived in Pasadena.
Yeah.
And she's still based in Pasadena. So now we just do it over Zoom.
It's so easy, right? Mine are over Zoom also.
Yeah. I don't have to go anywhere.
How often do you?
I mean, at the beginning, many, many years ago, it was like once a week. Now I'm like once a month.
Yeah, I'm a once every 2 weeks guy.
Yeah.
I alternate psychologist and psychiatrist.
But if I have like a rough stretch, I'll shoot her an email and be like, hey, when can you get me in sooner?
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if in between.
An emergency.
Right.
Yeah.
Like an emergency pod.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you need somebody to talk to in between, Mace, I'm here for you.
You're not it.
No, I'm here for you.
Yeah, I know you are.
By Zoom.
You stay there for it.
I will Zoom you.
It's not going to come to you.
Yeah.
So I
best TV therapist ever, Lorraine Bracco.
Bob Newhart.
That's
Bob
true.
Bob Newhart's most
a
popular,
really good
for
one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Renee Russo in Tin Cup.
Oh, I forgot she was.
You said TV.
That's right.
Well, last time I saw Tin Cup, it was
on
TV.
Lorraine Bracco was great. You know, Lorraine Bracco was originally cast in the Edie Falco role.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, she was originally cast in the Edie Falco role, and she. They started the shooting, and she said, you know what? I'd rather be. It was her option because she was coming off Goodfellas and was
right.
a bigger name than he. It was her option. She wanted to be the shrink. She wanted to leave the Edie Falco role.
Wow.
And Edie Falco killed it.
Oh,
yeah.
Edie Falco. But what a different show that would be. If Lorraine Bracco had been the Edie Falco,
you know, HBO just switched from HBO to HBO Max.
That's what I've heard, and I haven't tried my app yet.
Oh my God, it took Kelly forever to figure out how to update it.
I've got to go down that road. Maybe I'll call Kelly and have her walk me through it. But I was trying to figure this. This is a really hard question. Greatest HBO show ever is what?
I can tell. I've
got mine.
It's probably Sopranos, if I had to guess, or Game of Thrones. But
neither of those are for me.
For me, it's Curb.
Okay,
Curb.
Curb
is in the conversation.
Curb's great.
I think Game of Thrones is probably the most popular one.
But The Wire was probably critically acclaimed.
For
me, it's The Wire.
Don't know The Wire. Never saw one episode. Well,
by the way,
you're missing out.
If you started it today,
yeah,
you would not be able to stop. It's that good.
By the way, late 20s, early 30s, me loved Entourage.
Entourage was great.
So
you guys haven't mentioned mine though.
Was it SpongeBob SquarePants?
No.
We haven't mentioned Veep.
Veep is great.
And I started late on Veep, but I caught up perfectly.
You didn't mention Nurse Jackie, by the way. Speaking of
Nurse Jackie's not an HBO show.
What is it? Showtime. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you for the point of information. You guys jumped me on that.
Was that your favorite
HBO show? Was not a Showtime show.
No. Oz.
Oh, Oz was good too.
Very good.
You like some good prison drama?
I don't like prison
shows. I read that 1,200-page Jim Miller book on the history of HBO. The show he says that if you ask people that work there, and I never watched it, is Band of Brothers. Did you guys ever watch that?
Yeah, I never watched that show.
Yeah, they said it was really good. Yeah. The Wire, Cappy, is the first show I've ever watched where most crime shows. And The Sopranos was a little like this, too. Don't give the bad guys any credit for being smarter than the cops, which is normally the case. In The Wire, the bad guys are smarter than the cops. And the cops are bogged down with all this bureaucracy. And Avon Barksdale and Stringer Bell and all those
Such
dudes
amazing characters.
Are just, they know what the cops are going to do. And they're one step ahead of them. And it's how... If you choose a life of crime, you can still outsmart the cops the whole time and meet your demise anyway because you didn't think of something else.
And it's also as much about the life of the criminals as it is about the life of the guys trying to stop them.
Uh-huh.
It's a different theme. It's a different focus every year. Like, 1 year is all about the police force. 1 year is all about the drug dealers. 1 year is all about the media trying to cover it. 1 year is... all about the detectives.
Right.
The last year is all about the kids.
The kids,
What it does to little kids, if you let your city get taken over by drugs. One of the kids, by the way, Michael B. Jordan.
Really?
Oh, is
and
that
he's
right?
Wallace. Remember he played Wallace? And now he's, gone, growing up to be this huge star.
Yeah.
He's such a huge star that he's at, every Laker game courtside. Like, he's got that sort of, those sort of credentials now.
So what was your favorite show again?
Oz,
yeah.
Rick Fox was just going to say,
after you left in New York City, and I came in and sat in
there
that
chair.
There
was a big show at
Oz
that point. Yeah.
And I would go down down into the city because I had all these friends that worked at HBO and they knew I was obsessed with the show. And I would, go on set. I would always try and talk to this guy. Tom Fontana was his name.
Tom Fontana is a television genius.
Tom Fontana, I would talk to him all the time. I'm like, can I please get in an episode? Have somebody do something horrible to me. Mm-hmm. Have me be on the receiving end of somebody doing something really, really bad to me. I don't care. I just want to be in the show.
That would be like winning bit of the year.
Yeah.
No, somebody Mace, what was, the really... show, what was the show we really wanted to go on and get killed? Was it Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones would be great. Yeah. CSI, I was a dead body once.
You were?
Yeah.
CSI Miami?
No, CSI...
The original?
The original CSI.
Yeah. Yeah.
They shot it in Manhattan Beach.
Oh. Yeah. I know, right? Where did they?
Yeah,
they do
so
that.
I played a dead body one time. I'm available, by the way.
To play
totally.
Dead bodies?
Really?
If you need a dead body, I'm your guy.
And how
I can get so still.
Yeah.
Like, you won't even see me breathing. I can be so still.
How long did you have to hold your breath as a dead body?
Well, from the time they
say action.
Action.
Yeah.
I had a good 2 minutes of nothing. Just like flatlining.
Wow.
Yeah, I have that ability to just flatline.
That's like, all right, so that's like Plank.
Esquire magazine ranked every HBO show of all time a few years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this wouldn't represent everything. The top three, The Leftovers?
I never heard
I
of
never
it.
Saw it.
You know what? Our never former boss, Dan Zampillo, it's based on a Tom Perrotta novel. I read a lot of his stuff. I didn't love this book, and the show I never watched.
All right, so, well, number four, since
I'm I know people that swear by The
never
Leftovers.
Never heard of it. Yeah. Leftovers.
Okay, so they're top five. Game of Thrones, 5.
Yep.
Right. Veep, 4.
Yep. Yep.
The Leftovers, 3.
Yep.
The Sopranos, 2.
Yep.
The Wire, 1.
The Wire, wow. 1.
The yeah. Wire.
Yeah, I cannot recommend it strongly enough. Matter of fact, after the first time I saw it, I waited 5 years and went back and watched all five seasons of it, and I thought it was better the second time than I watched the first time, even though I knew everything that was going to happen.
Do you, George Sedano, know all five seasons of The Wire?
Not all five seasons. I don't remember them. No, I mean, I watched the show.
You watched all five seasons in its totality?
I mean, back then, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And the thing is, I never watched it again.
Because the thing is that we have been talking off-air, George and I,
about watching a show together.
We're trying to figure out a show.
Oh, The Wire would be awesome.
I've never seen The Wire. I got to ask Lindsay Baseball.
I mean, I would watch it again.
I'd be very surprised if Lindsay hasn't seen The Wire. Have you seen The Wire, Lindsay?
All right, here she comes.
I surprised her. She didn't have her headphones on.
She's right now.
I have not seen The Wire.
You would absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Laura, have you
but
seen The Wire?
Isn't it old, though? Like, isn't it, like,
doesn't matter.
Lindsay, have you seen the documentary about The Wire?
No. Why would I see that? I have seen documentaries about shows I haven't watched. Like, I saw the Godfather documentary.
Which, because you don't like the movie, right?
I mean, I just, you know.
Where's the Godfather documentary on?
Well, are you talking about The Offer? Did you watch The Offer?
I meant the series. What's
oh,
yeah.
The series. Mace, you would love The Offer.
I saw The Offer.
Do you know the story?
My neighbor wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
Guy who lives in Manhattan Beach wrote it.
Do you know the story about who passed up being Michael Corleone?
I do, and I can't remember. Who was it?
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
By the way, what comes out in The Offer, which is the thing Lindsay's talking about, is the studio did not want Al Pacino.
Correct.
Right.
Because he wasn't known.
Right.
And by the way, even after they started shooting and the studio started seeing dailies, they were like, we don't get what he's doing.
And Robert Evans, who was running the studio at the time, he was married to Ally McGraw, was this real big character who you couldn't tell anything to.
Yeah.
He wrote this famous book called The Kid Stays in the Picture.
The Kid Stays in the Picture.
And Robert Evans was involved in that. And Al Ruddy, who Miles Teller plays in The Offer,
yep,
already just said, this is our guy. You have to trust me. This guy's going to be great. And they basically, he had to like give them everything else they wanted in order for him to keep Pacino, but he did it.
Yeah.
And he kept Pacino, and then Pacino became a giant star.
And the course of history has changed.
So, and Pacino, by the way, passed up on being Han Solo. I read that one time.
I also
could you imagine Pacino as in the Star Wars movies?
I also read
Yoda. Yeah.
Come on,
is an absentee alien.
Burt Reynolds,
him and Chewie going through space together.
Yeah,
Burt Reynolds turned down Superman, the Christopher Reeve role.
Right. I heard he turned down Raiders of the Lost Ark.
He's famous for turning. Him and James Caan were the ones that turned down all the really good roles.
How about this? So, in The Offer, which is on Paramount Plus, which is 6 episodes.
Really good.
Miles Teller plays Al Ruddy, the guy who got The Godfather produced.
Matthew Good plays
Bob Evans, who's great.
And Burt Reynolds also turned down James Bond, apparently.
Wow.
The girl who plays Keeley on Ted Lasso.
Love Keeley.
Juno Temple is also in The Offer. But anyway, the whole thing that when they were going back and forth and trying to decide whether or not to get it made, and you know, the mafia didn't want him to make it.
The mob was involved, yeah.
So all of a sudden, it comes out. It is a gigantic hit. Most people think it's the greatest movie ever made. Al Ruddy, first movie he ever produced, can do whatever he wants. They go to him and they say, we got an idea for Godfather Part 2, and it's going to be great. Mario Puzo's involved, and it's going to be great. And Al Ruddy goes, yeah, I think we got it right the first time. I'm going to move on and do something else. And leaves voluntarily to go do The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Football movie. Great movie.
Yep.
But then Godfather 2 comes out, and most people think it's the best sequel ever made and maybe better than the original. But he had
nothing to do with it.
He had nothing.
So are you
By the way, it was Tom Selleck on Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
got
Burt
it.
Reynolds was the other one that I mentioned.
So are you guys going to watch the show?
Yeah,
well, yeah, so we're trying to figure it out. But, you know, now that you mentioned how great
Lindsay
The Wire is.
Lindsay doesn't seem interested in The Wire, though.
But I'm interested. I'll say that. I mean, how many seasons is it?
Five.
Five? That's a lot.
You know who I'm sick of?
Who?
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I've
I'm
stopped.
So
I'm
sick
of Ted. Tony Moskal reminded me of something that I didn't even think of. Best TV shrink. Think about it. Giant star. Gigantic.
Gigantic star.
Gigantic. Maybe has made
and a TV.
In a, as a TV shrink and has maybe made more money playing this character than any other character, any other shrink character ever. And I completely forgot about it.
Okay. All right. Well, all of us have forgotten. Give us a better hint. Come on. More hints.
Give us a hint.
They're bringing it back.
Okay.
This year.
All right.
30 years after the fact. That's how popular it was.
Okay.
What are they bringing back?
No, I know this.
They're bringing back everything now.
Frasier Crane.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
I think
Frasier.
Of him as a radio guy.
Right, I also
But he was a radio shrink, right?
Dr. Frasier Crane.
I always thought
our buddy Tom Russo, who's in our fantasy. Yeah, our friend Tom Russo, who Mason and I have been in the same fantasy football league with for 20 years, is the executive producer of what they're bringing back.
Yeah.
And, here's,
and Kelsey Grammer's going to be
Kelsey Grammer's here. Here's the, remember they had
a big Dolphins fan.
They had this, the son, Freddie, Frederick, and he's going to, so Freddie is all grown up now.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like a big wrestler, like huge, like opposite of Frasier.
Right, right.
Yeah. And they end up like living together. And it's basically the Odd Couple, but Freddie turned out to be nothing like Frasier.
Right, well, because
at all.
Remember his dad and him were like an Odd Couple too on the show.
Yeah.
Was so Joe Rogan in that show also? Is that
No, that was News Radio.
News Radio. And this one was, Frasier. Right.
Yeah, I don't remember. Michael Thompson loves Frasier.
Hey, by
Frasier's
the way,
it's a good show.
Yeah, it's a very
I love the Jack Russell Terrier.
Very smart show, yeah. What was that dog's name?
I forgot the name of the dog.
Yeah. But speaking of Michael Thompson,
Eddie was the dog, right?
Eddie?
Yeah. Eddie was the dog.
Still haven't really been invited to his
I got to send you the text.
Still haven't really been invited to the shindig. You know?
You got a second hand in there. Text me some other stuff today, but hold on.
I mean, now my calendar's filling up.
Did he send you the exchange with Beto that you can't read?
Yes.
My calendar's filling up, and I don't know.
You didn't get a text, Cappy?
No, I didn't get one.
He doesn't have your number.
Oh, well, even like Tyler got one.
Yeah,
Tyler got one.
I wasn't invited.
Taylor got one.
I don't think so.
Dude, look what he wrote right here.
What did he say? Here, hold on.
He gave the address and he said, let Cappy know.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, just let him know.
I don't think we can read it. Laura, I don't think we can read it on the air, do you?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, definitely not.
No, it says, let Cappy N-O.
Like, yeah, but that's how he writes.
I thought that means let Cappy know, as in, no, you're not invited.
Right, no, let Cappy know. That's exactly
right. K-N-O-W is let Cappy know.
Ask Ireland. That's how he writes.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to spell.
Yeah.
Oh.
So are you coming to Schnitzel this weekend?
Yeah, where are we going?
Saturday.
Where at?
We're going to a place called Rasselbach.
What time?
6 o'clock.
Oh, so we're having like a Schnitzel
dinner.
An
official Schnitzel dinner. I think Bergman, are you coming for Schnitzel?
No, not absolutely not.
Unbelievable.
Unless we're playing Monopoly for 36 hours, then yes.
Is Jorge coming for Schnitzel?
No.
Hell no.
Oh.
They got any kind of a sauce on top of the schnitzel?
Yeah,
maybe
they
a little
get
bit
the,
of like a
the lingonberry.
Okay, what about a little capers?
Sauce?
Maybe a little capers.
Little
on?
Capers, little lemon butter, little cucumber cured.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really nice.
Yeah, I got a schnitzel thing for you too.
What does that even mean?
It means after we try your schnitzel, I want you to try my schnitzel.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Sure.
A schnitzel off.
All right. That's it. We'll end on that note. We're back tomorrow at 1 o'clock for an Effit Friday. It is going into a holiday weekend. All bets are off. Anything can happen. And speaking of anything happening, I anticipate anything happening during this next few hours with our friend Shidano and Cap. Lots of stupidity on the way. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.